T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, what's going on? I'm talking with Escuela Grind right now. They are over in Western Massachusetts. They are grinding up some weed. We are doing this kind of Northwest style. They're going to be coming to the Northwest, and we're kind of breaking this here on the interview September 17th at the substation with Turian and Rat King. So first off, welcome. Woo! Welcome and congratulations on announcing a tour. And how you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
I'm making my
bandmates smell my armpits.
Yeah.
I like it. You got the bootleg Bulls jersey with the camo on it. It's pretty tough.
Colombia.
So many compliments.
Medellin.
Look like you're about to hit a hate breed pit. We got the Gorgut shirt. Sick. Let's go across. What's your name? What's your name? And what do you do in the band?
Cool. I guess I'll start. I'm Katarina. Mm-hmm. I'm our vocalist.
Yeah.
When did we start this band? 2016?
2016
is when we started.
I'm Jesse.
Band.
I play drums.
No, I'm Chrissy. I play guitar.
Cool. And so you're a three-piece, or are we missing anyone?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, we're a three-piece right now. We'll be a five-piece at some point. We'll see.
We'll get there.
We'll see. The right people have to come along.
So how you guys been staying busy during this time? During obviously the pandemic, nobody's been playing shows. Have you guys been writing and recording or practicing or just working day jobs? What have you guys been up to?
All that stuff.
Everything all at once.
We've been writing. We recorded a single recently. That should be coming out soon. That was
September 4th. On the next Bandcamp Friday, that'll come out on everything. So
awesome.
And it's going to be a little push for the promo on our tour.
And then we're recording an album at the end of the month with Kurt Ballou at Godspeed. So we're really excited about that and practicing it a lot. It's 9 songs, and they're a little bit longer songs for us, which is mm-hmm. new. So hope the fans dig that. I think they will. They're dope.
I was just playing your last album in the car today with my coworker, and we went to lunch, and we practically got through the entire album by the time we got to the restaurant. So,
oh yeah,
nice. go for it.
I mean, the band is your name is Escuela Grinds, and you guys are a grindcore band, so it's definitely in there that like it's grinding, it's fast. Are you guys intimidated to go with Kurt Ballou? Or are you guys stoked? I imagine it's got to be a pretty cool experience.
I'm a little, but I feel like it's going to be a very comfortable experience.
We're preparing for.
I know it's going to be very important.
I've watched a lot of videos of him, or just the things that are available of how he does things. And we've met him before. So
okay. He's
just a really chill dude. Like, there's nothing intimidating about him per se. It's cool. Just like, all the bands that have gone through all the side projects, like everything.
But he's worked with like a lot of different bands outside of grindcore, which is cool. I'm sure he'll know what we're looking for in terms of how he sounds. So
for me, it's a bucket list, you know, and we're definitely like respecting the fact that we're recording with Kurt Ballou, or Ballou, however you say his name. You're going to have to tell me. I'm going to ask you in person, Kurt, if you ever watch this. We're definitely going into this, like we're practicing our recording sessions, basically. Like we demoed the LP once already.
Yep.
And we're about to demo it a second time. And that's also like to shop it to labels and stuff. Our manager, Matt Bacon, has been asking us to get a demo and stuff like that. That's been cool. We have a manager now. That's something.
Hello, Matt. He's cool. You can find him on literally everything. He's like a TikTok legend now, I guess.
You doing TikTok dances?
No, we haven't yet.
He smokes cigars and answers questions. Matt Bacon. it's actually really good advice. I've been following him for a while.
He has great advice.
That's awesome.
And we definitely learn from each other.
So is that how you guys found him? Like through, you know, his advice on TikTok?
We met him through one of our old band members, Jackson, who lives in New York City.
Okay.
We met him at St. Vitus, and he was doing label management and like running stuff for Exorder, the thrash band.
Yep.
And we just kind of like were just
orbiting.
Definitely orbiting each other for like a year or so. Mm-hmm. And I think like over the pandemic, we're like, oh, we have this LP in the works, so we need some whatever the hell they do to shop to labels.
We have
buddies and stuff reaching out that want to put stuff do DIY releases and stuff like that. We just haven't done it that way because we want to try something new.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have Kurt Ballou, who's gonna record you guys, and I. Like the last album is killer, but they're going to make it. He's going to make it huge. You know, he's going to make huge. So
this we're writing.
Well, the last album we recorded ourselves.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Different
places, weird. Different time frames, different material from different times. It was like, it all just kind of came together on a record.
It's unlike this new stuff, like that whole album we did, and like it was just like off of improv drums. We did no changes. We just like left the songs how they were.
Oh wow, okay.
Very
punk.
Whereas this new stuff, we're like listening to it and then we're like, I don't like this, or I don't like that. I like this, so we should do more of that and less of this, XYZ, you know. So we're doing like mad revisions and stuff until we're like super happy with them.
That's awesome.
We probably revised like each song at least three times. Three or four times.
Like this is probably what most bands do, but I guess for punk bands and metal bands and rock bands, it's, I don't know.
You're making it pro.
Yeah, we're definitely kind of taking more of the death metal aesthetic when it comes to production and, you know, I guess like focus on like straightforward riffage and stuff like that.
Cool. That's like,
we're also thinking of this album as a five piece. Too.
As a five piece,
Not as just like
we're writing for five members. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. If you visualize it, it will happen.
Yeah.
So, are you guys actively looking for extra members, or are you kind of just going with whatever works out for
right now? Just like,
it's like kind of hard because we've relocated. We started the band in upstate New York in the middle of New York, and I'm from Western Mass. We moved to Western Mass. We're right on the border. There's not really a big city per se within an hour of us.
Except for Albany.
Yeah, that's like an hour away.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it is, but, you know.
there's people around us, but it's just like.
But who knows? Who knows how it is
in
now?
The pandemic. And just everything. I don't know. I guess, sure, we'll put it out there. We're actively looking for people. Why not?
And Jesse's lighting up, or he's getting that nice, the joint there. Is that a spliff or is that just regular?
Gorilla fingers. We call these gorilla fingers. Round here, we call these gorilla fingers.
It's the nice crotch shot.
Nice crotch shot. I like it. So I got to ask about the band name. So what's the origin of the band name? Escuela Grind, which translates to school grind. What's the translation? Like what's the origin at least? I mean,
All right, two parts to this. Because okay. So we speak all the escuela, just escuela, mm-hmm. which means school in Spanish. Like you said, I was literally just like singing bullshit over a DB, and that's what came out. So we were like, all right, that's good.
And then
we couldn't think of anything for
our going to school too.
Yeah.
We were like, that sounds cool.
And we started
say it again.
We started the band in a college town. So like everyone around us was in school. I was in school. Desi was in school.
I wasn't in school yet, but I went
you started right after.
I got my GED. And then I went to community college.
And so with that, we were Escuela for like a year and a half, and there was a cover band like an hour away that was called this.
No, in New York City area.
So they were also called Escuela, but they spelled it wrong. They spelled
Esquela.
Yeah, like I don't
Americana.
So they sued us.
Some like rich dude.
What? Really?
Yeah, we got sued. They would send like cease and desist letters from their lawyer to like venues like St. Vitus and
shows that we're going to play. Trying to get us off the bills.
It's very strange.
Shows like every platform that we had music on, they reached out, sent them cease and desist.
Yeah, we got our Spotify taken down. We got everything. Like it was crazy. So I instead of fighting it because it costs a lot of money and like if you don't have a lot of money, you can find like a lawyer that will do it pro bono for you. There's like a network of lawyers and stuff that do that, but you don't know when it's gonna
happen. We were broke at the time.
We were broke. It just made more sense to change the name and to keep it similar and just so they didn't mess with us no more.
Well, people don't even know we're getting a lot of new fans that don't even know
Escuela. Now we're Escuela.
They're like, oh, you were Escuela?
Yeah. So it's cool. Some people call us Escuela. Some people call us Escuela Grind. It's cool. Whatever.
Whatever works.
It's been about 17 months of doing the Zoom interview things. I haven't done any in-person interviews. You are the first band to light up during an interview via Zoom.
Yay!
Awesome. Wow.
Hell yeah.
Gorilla fingers.
Yep. Okay. Hold on. Let me. Gorilla fingers. Nice.
He smokes soap.
What are the chances of getting an Escuela Grind strain of weed?
Very high.
Already done.
Pun intended.
We're going to have a lot of strains, actually. As a grower and a breeder myself.
Oh, nice. All right. I like it. Okay, so the band name, we got the story behind the band name. Now, a lot of the imagery you use is like anime, Sailor Moon kind of style. Who's the anime fan there?
Well, we all are, but
okay.
I just drew that and it like got memed out. And I don't know, a lot of power violence bands have used like anime stuff before.
There's an amalgamation of.
I see a lot in like even like violence. Deathcore bands.
Yeah, like singles. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Like that Warsaw shirt that everyone got. Like
Ghost of the Sanrio thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I channeled the
Hong Kong you
hoodie.
Hong Kong also does like the anime. Power violence stuff.
Yeah, right.
Just like,
but before that, like
precious
with flyers. Sorry to interrupt you. Before like that kind of imagery seeped in, like when I would do flyers or like band stuff, I would try and find like historical images or whatever, or like images like badass ladies like holding guns to the cops or like just like freedom fighters and stuff like that, and I would like manipulate those. So we had like a lot of shirts with that and stuff like that. So we always try and have different lanes to express visually. I don't know. I like mixing like the soft things with the aggressive sound. I don't know if that's not for everybody, but
that's one thing I gotta commend you on, and I'm curious if you have any like grindcore power violence gatekeepers that are like, no,
you gotta look
hardcore, you gotta have skull.
Totally.
Anyone
hear that? That's not grindcore without gatekeepers and
Maybe they won't say it to my face, but I see it all.
I don't know though. I don't really honestly, those people to me just give us like energy, and we become trendsetters, and anybody that goes against the grain becomes a trendsetter. So, you know, I mean, yeah, there are times that we can do what everybody else likes to do in that genre, or what we can do what everybody wants to hear. But to us, that's only fun for a certain amount of time.
And it's then, only part of it.
It's only part of it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a part of our essence. It's not all of our essence.
Yeah.
Everything you're wearing right now, Iron Age Infest, definitely a part of the Squirrel Grind essence.
but see, I'm wearing a green t-shirt and an orange, you know, that's not hardcore. It's not, no. You know, you just got to wear all black. Sometimes I'll go to shows and I'll wear like a blue Suicidal Tendencies hoodie. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm the only one here wearing color.
That's the whole con.
Actually,
concept.
You're so right. So like, I think at least with like album artwork with our new album, I was like going overboard with the color.
Yeah.
Because the records are always like, it doesn't cost that much more to print full color than it does for black and white anymore. Like I get it for back in the day, so you could Xerox like, but now it's just not the same. Like I want color, like a bunch of it. I want to jump artist, off the shelves. Like
the artist for the new LP, I'm sorry to cut you off there. Sorry. Jesus Christ, he's amazing. Like fast, quick turnover. I was just kind of like perplexed.
Yeah, his name
how
is
much work he gave us. So
AC
quick.
Tremblay on Instagram. Oh. Artwork for Imperial Triumphant.
That dude.
Oh,
I know he puts himself through some mental anguish for people to just be happy with his work.
It's incredible.
Damn.
Shout out.
Above and beyond. Sure, yeah.
For sure.
and if you guys want color, you can get yourself a pink Escuela Grind hoodie so you can stand out at the underground shows. Oh, really? Cool. Killer.
So over quarantine, I've just been learning how to screen print. I have my own shop in our home here.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm learning how to do it right now, and it's coming along pretty well.
Getting a few pointers from Cole from Gulch, I think.
Well, yeah, he helps us with our merch, and he helped us with our Sailor Moon order a couple months back.
That's so cool.
Printhead.
Shout out to everyone.
Don't go to anyone but Printhead. I'm just saying.
So you mentioned there, you kind of dropped this, and I caught this, that you guys have a house, so you guys all live together?
Yeah.
Starting during COVID, I obviously had to quit my job. I was just working at the mall in Albany, so.
Okay.
It all worked out.
Where were you working? Were you working at Claire's? Were you piercing people's ears at Claire's?
I was working at Forever 21.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got really good at folding clothes.
I get really excited when I hear you talk about Forever
21. Right.
I like it. I'm Forever 31, but hey, you know.
Eternally
tree right here. I got I'm Larry Bird number age.
I'm so old. I'm Wet Seal. Does that mean anything to you?
Rave.
Oh, Wet Seal. Rave. Yeah.
The Deb.
Yes. Deb.
Yes. Yeah.
Woo!
Or,
sorry.
Deb. Or yeah. Oh my God. Do you guys remember? Was there a place called Mr. Rags where you guys were?
Oh
no!
It was like a hip hop Zoomies kind of. I don't know. Anyways, they had like no.
Guess All Odds. That was like our kind of version of that.
Anchor Blue.
No.
All right, that's a West Coast thing. Anyways, we're talking mall stuff here. We gotta. We're
gonna looking be there one
the,
day.
Hot Topic grind. Let's go.
All the great grindcore power violence gatekeepers are gonna come at us now.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get Matt Domino from Infest mad. He's like, no, I'm gonna tell him, Matt. I'm sorry, but like he's like, dude. Nah, never mind. I'm just kidding. Emily won.
Well, shout out to my homie Finn McKenty from the Punk Rock NBA YouTube, who says,
oh, yeah. Oh, shout out. Yeah,
yes, yes, good channel, great. Finn rules. He's really smart, and he drops in, and he says like, if you're getting hate. And you're getting attention, like you're doing something right. Like if you're getting enough hate that like people are paying attention and like people are talking, then you're doing something right. Like, you know, so at least they're paying attention. It's when they don't care either way. And it's just indifferent that, you know, so either people love you or they hate you. Either way, they're paying attention.
Yeah. If you're polarizing, there's a group of people that are listening, right?
Absolutely.
What I found is that those haters are like really good boots on the ground promoters.
Yeah,
for us, yeah, because like
street team,
they're a street team. Yeah, I mean, but it does polarize us. It does give us some like.
Yeah,
we do have like some bumps in the road here and there because of that. But you know, this vehicle's got some pretty gnarly tires. It's like a Cybertruck already. Like we suspension. Can go through those bumps like it's nothing.
It was kind of shocking that I didn't even know this was a thing. So like, the band Gate Creeper, I dig the band Gate Creeper. Apparently they're so polarizing that there's like there was like a grinder death metal band that wrote a song about Chase. It was like Chase from Gate Creeper is gay.
Cool. I like, hope so. What?
But yeah, it's just like, and there's like a meme page. There's like an anti Gate Creeper meme page.
No way.
What?
Well, good. That's promo for them.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's wild, actually.
The haters. Maybe.
Yo, their split with Exhumed is sick.
Exactly. Awesome. Keep grinding, and I mean that in the actual work way, but also in the music way. Keep at it, and there will be an Escuela Grind meme page dissing you soon.
Oh no, there's definitely many groups out there that just they hate on us. They code them so we're not in it, so they don't. They have like a certain way of saying our name so that we don't pop up in algorithms.
Oh my God.
Because they know that we know that it promotes us.
Jesus,
it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. There's definitely a weird community of Escuela Grind, like just anti Escuela grinders.
Okay. Weird.
That kind of just burrows itself into any genre, anything now.
Yeah.
Probably always been there, but it's like cataloged and annexed on the internet now. It just feels so much more present. Yeah. But I think overall in general, things are a lot more open just in like real life situation. Like, I don't know. I feel like if I grew up now, I would feel so much more comfortable and cool going to a show than I did when I was coming up. So,
yeah.
And I feel like I would see more interesting or like more not nuanced. I don't know what the word is for it, but like more diverse shows than maybe back in the day. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Bands are more willing to cross genres, cross.
Yeah. Imagery and scenes. Like, yeah.
Cross pollination.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only 23. So like I definitely experienced like a change in that for hardcore, especially like a hardcore in Albany.
Yeah.
I definitely saw shows changing a little bit and like, especially for the better. So,
hell yeah,
be more inclusion.
So I don't want to like, you know, double down too much on this, but I do have to ask, and this kind of just came to me when we were talking about, you know, people hating on the band and stuff. Do you guys and stop me if this is a bad question to ask, but do you guys think that the hate has anywhere to come from like it being such a like a masculine scene and there being female energy in the band and females in the band? Is that even a possibility that might be some of the hate?
Yeah, some of it for sure.
Well, we definitely get like, you know, people treat us differently sometimes because of that, for sure.
Okay.
Bad insecurity.
Yeah, I think it's more like I don't think they realize it most. Like it's
I mean that
there's people that definitely realize what they're doing, but I think a lot of people like don't realize that it's like
they won't accept that.
Like I don't know how to explain
that's the reality
it. Like
of it.
And it's so different no matter where you are. Like, I'm not going to take away.
We were in upstate New York. The name was Escuela in Spanish. Come on. People were making fun of the fact that we told them what it was. And like, a lot of people asked us what it was.
So yeah. So
like,
we all right, said it.
A majority, you know, white population,
go play yeah. California. It's no thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, we don't have to say
no, honestly, it's been a huge task. It's always been ever since I booked one fest out there. Like it was super easy to book these huge fests with these friends, but like, you know, I was super inexperienced, but like there were these crazy fests. And like, after that, like, you know, whenever you encroach in people's territory and book in their areas, they don't take kindly to that. So, you know, that ever since then,
get off my turf.
Quit my life.
No, it's like, it'll definitely be interesting.
Hell
to see how
there's
like
drawing us there for some
after
reason.
Shows have come back. It'll be interesting to see if that changes anything.
Well, we're moving to California at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Killer.
Oh yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, we. Just
yeah, houses are really expensive
weed,
there.
You know, weed stuff.
There you go. Well, also yeah. Washington. You could always move to Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, well, you know, all those states are real close to each other.
Exactly.
So
Oregon, maybe in the middle. Who knows?
Oregon's really cool. Yeah. You're like, no, maybe you come to Pacific Northwest. It is beautiful out there.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure nobody in Portland wants anyone else to move there. So,
I mean, that's how any of the cities are. That's why we're not planning on moving into any bigger cities. Mm.
Stay in the outer boroughs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's cheaper that way, anyways.
Yeah, people want you there. They're like, please be here.
Exactly.
Funny.
So,
and we're definitely gentrifiers no matter where we go. Where you go. Yeah, and that same goes for you and anyone else watching this. Be real.
If you got a black metal t-shirt on, then you're probably, you know, a gentrifier.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Yeah. 100%. You know, like, it's like first, like, rate. And then that's when people want to like start buying it.
Yep.
When the bulls are shirts start coming into the neighborhood.
Yeah, people start like moving in. People do doing it here. There's people that left, like mm-hmm. like people that just like, you know, your white collar types. They left, and then some other like you know,
it's a whole other
completely different type of people. They're like
super from other places.
They love hearing us play music out here. It's like it's just almost like I don't know.
The country's moving, like
yeah.
They're inverting just like, on itself right now, like in a weird way.
So,
yeah, so it'll like, see. It'll be interesting to see how shows end up. I don't know.
And it's cheaper, and it's bigger.
So you guys, we were talking about t-shirts, you know, black metal t-shirts, gentrification and stuff. You guys have cool t-shirts on the Bulls jersey. You got the Gorgut shirt. I gotta ask this question. If you can think back, what was your first band t-shirt you ever purchased as a kid? Mine was a No Doubt Tragic Kingdom shirt I got from Target. So I'm not, you know, some like more metal than anyone else. You know, I'll just straight up say my first was a No Doubt shirt. So what about you guys? What was your first band t-shirt? And it can be any genre.
Well, I wish it was Slipknot because that was my first concert, but
okay.
That's what I would have got. I mean, I know what my first music t-shirt was. It was like a Diana Ross t-shirt.
Okay, killer.
Like, I was really little, so it was like a shirt dress on me. That I had.
It's a hard question.
That I'm is old. Such a hard question.
Come on now.
I remember buying like a Blink-182 shirt, a Bird shirt. I just don't remember like
I
what.
I think I just wore like polo and like Nautica until I was like,
okay. Polo.
I definitely had this one Blink-182 t-shirt that I got from Hot Topic. I used to wear it everywhere. So that must have been it.
Okay. But I also remember like explicitly when I was little, and I know there's other people that did this, like explicitly trying to recreate looks from music videos when I was really little.
Which video did you try to recreate?
Oh, like R&B years, so like Aaliyah. These are like pop years, like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. These were the outfits, and like now it's really easy to like go online and recreate things. But back then it was pretty, you know. I wanted to look like Kelly Rowland in that video. I had to apply some effort to make myself that character.
That's a good question. So, it's just my,
that is a good question. Really
so when you tried to be Aaliyah, did you put the hair over one eye?
The really small sunglasses,
boxer
shorts with the, you know, pants underneath.
I have an admission to make. I have to admit that when I was like, okay, so imagine like a 6-year-old white kid with a buzz cut dressing with his clothes backwards because he was obsessed with Crisscross. So I thought that was really cool to wear my clothes backwards.
Then someone needs to bring that back. Maybe we should do Chris that as a joke.
Backwards clothes. And it was all Bugs Bunny stuff, like Bugs Bunny and Tasmanian Devil clothes. You know?
I thought that's coming back.
They were like 8 years old, and they were like, the Daddy Mac will make you. I was like, what? You're eight.
Do you remember?
Go make him jump.
Do you remember Casey Jones?
The hardcore band?
Yeah, that's the first band shirt I ever had.
There
I went to hardcore shows across the street bar. Damn.
The like militant straight edge song that was like, if you're smoking in here, I hope you're on fire. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that resonated because I didn't do anything at the time. Well, no, and I smoked cigarettes.
They're singing about you, man.
People were like, you're straight edge. I'm like, no, dude, I smoke cigarettes.
It's Texas straight edge.
I remember seeing a guy X'd up outside of a show smoking a cigarette. That was awkward.
There was a lot of kids in my, no shade to my hometown, but you know, like Massachusetts hardcore, like, but we were like between New York and Massachusetts hardcore. So kids were so desperate to be that. And there was this one kid that would always go around. He'd be like, I'm straight edge. I'm celibate. I'm so straight edge. I'm celibate. If you're not straight edge, you're not celibate. You're not straight edge. And it was just like, nah, dude, no, you're just an incel.
Yeah.
Dallas obsessed over Boston hardcore. Dallas hardcore. But Katrina was here and got like their nose.
Yeah, I got
busted.
Really hurt at an FSU thing that happened once before the days of GoFundMe. But yeah, that was an aspect that sucked about growing up in that. Wow, total bummer. Buzzkill bring down the room, but
no, but yeah, but, yeah, but that's the question you asked earlier.
I still loved it. Yeah. I still love it in a way. I have very fond memories of certain shows and definitely like times where it was really dicey. Like I'm 4'11", so
okay.
I was kicking range. You know, I got hurt at like a really like tame venue, so it's not very fun, but
okay.
Yeah. Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester, Massachusetts.
The Palladium?
Yes, at the Palladium, exactly. Yeah.
Who were you watching?
It was Shoot to Kill was playing, I believe, when I got hit. There was a band, Revenge. They used to be really popular. Revenge, but the other Revenge.
Sure. Not the black metal. They were war metal really cool. Revenge, but like another like a hardcore good Revenge.
Years. Good years.
I went to see, and this is very indicative of like violent show. You know, I went to go see Hoods, Donnybrook, and Shattered Realm. And within
I saw that tour.
Yeah. The Eulogy Records tour. And for within 5 minutes, my nose was just.
No.
Oh. I never got
slowed on impact. Yeah.
Good times. All right. Well, okay. So now we're talking about, you know, war stories. So let that kind of brings us into my next question. Pick a scar on your body, guys, and tell us the story of how you got that scar and show it if you can.
Okay.
Huh. Oh, I got one on my knee. I stabbed myself in the knee with a samurai sword. Yeah. And then I was hanging out with my friend. I don't know why I did that. I was like chopping at shit. I was just sitting there and it was just like a laundry pantry thing. Like, and I remember that it was like woven. And I just sat there and I was like, I'm going to stab that. And for some reason, I just stabbed my knee. I went straight to my knee. It went through and I was like, it didn't bleed. I was just like looking at it and I could see the bone.
You do it, yeah. Like,
and I was just like, what the?
That second before the blood starts to come
and then
out.
It was, yeah.
Like,
and then it went. And I was like, oh, shit, at my friend Lucas's house. Rest in peace, his dad. You know, his dad's like a paramedic. Actually, he's a firefighter. So he was a paramedic. And he's like, he's like, don't get that infected. It's going to get gangrene. And like, he's just like, you know, he like helped me out. Like, just like, you need to go to the doctor, just get stitched up. And I got like 6 stitches and it was like, fuck.
Gnarly. Chrissy? All right. Hop in. What's your most
noticeable scar, which y'all notice a lot, is this one on the back of my arm.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Which I had required. I don't know. It might be too bright.
I see something.
So okay. I have two running scars.
Oh, yeah, that
there
one. Yeah.
Because me and my friends used to hop fences into a abandoned paper factory and get high. So I was so high jumping back to go to my car over the fence again. I had not realized that my arm had caught on what must have been like the ends of the wiring to the fence. And I was so high driving all the way back home. I didn't even realize I was bleeding all the way through my shirt and through my jacket, and I never got stitched up. And I just kind of mentally blocked it out, I think.
And it just healed.
Jumping a fence to get high at an abandoned paper factory.
There's not much.
Wait, so you jumped the fence? Really
yes.
Opened your arm up, smoked, and then left. So you smoked without realizing your arm was all
better. Oh no, we had been smoking in the factory, but I would have been leaving.
That makes sense.
When I jumped. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't know.
When you're that young, I guess.
Am I? Yeah. Yeah. Don't do drugs, kids.
smoke weed when you're old enough. That's
and if you do, don't do it at an abandoned paper factory yeah, with a sketchy fence.
It's probably asbestos. It's not good for you.
And get your tetanus shots.
Yeah, get your tetanus shot.
There's two vaccinations you need, folks.
Absolutely.
The tetanus and the one that no one's going to talk about tonight. yeah.
Damn,
we'll talk. I think of my scars. I got, oh, this one's from said incident. Oh, we got the filter on, so it's making my skin look good.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You can't see it, but yeah, I got a scar here from when my teeth went through my mouth at the Palladium. That's one of them. Yeah, they all came out and they're all hanging on by a thread in there.
Jesus.
This one's probably my favorite scar. I don't know if you can see it. It's in the exact shape of one of those jumbo glue gun tips.
Okay.
Because I got the jumbo glue gun tip. And my favorite part about it was that it was during my school years, and someone's parent was there and they're like, I'm going to school to be a nurse. And then she proceeded to put Neosporin, but she didn't clean her hands before and it had glitter in it.
Oh my God.
So she put Neosporin glitter in my thing and she was like, I'm going to be a nurse. And that's yikes, you didn't. And so it got like super infected. So I have a tip there.
All right.
I just love that. I'm gonna be a nurse.
Glitter scar.
That could be the name of a metalcore band. Glitter scar.
Sounds like a Deftones side project. Like,
that kind of does. Yeah.
That'd be a song title. That's a good memory.
Gonna glitter scar.
I like it. Hey, you kind of sound like Chino. Might want to start. maybe do some singies. Who knows? Some singies with your screamies.
Reverse delay and that Chino's it up.
Exactly.
Could do that on.
That's our next album. Some
Glitter Scar X. Glitter Scar X. I'm talking with the Escuela Grind, and they're playing September 17th at the Substation with Turian and Rat King.
Woo!
And so I'm looking forward to that. You guys are going to be going into the studio to record the new album. Is there a name for the new album yet, or leave that up to imagination?
There is a name. It's called Memory Theater.
Cool. Awesome.
Is it theater or theater?
Theater.
Theater.
Depends on where you're born. The RE is like a British
thing. I've heard people say theater. That's what you just said.
Theater? Theater?
Theater. Theater. I don't know.
I used to say theater.
I don't know what I say anymore.
Like Theodore. No.
Theodore.
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 Yeah. Memory Theater.
Memory Theater. Awesome. And good luck recording that with Kurt Ballou at God City. Going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Good luck with that. Congratulations on that big move. And again, September 17th at the Substation. Do you guys have any final words, any shout outs, thank yous, or anything before we let you go on with your evening? I know it's getting pretty late over there.
Protect yourselves. Love each other. Be safe. There's so many people that are like dying just out of the blue, lots of musicians. So shout out to all the friends that we've
shout
lost along
Matt.
The way.
Shout out to Wade.
Shout
Allison.
Out to Wade.
Rest in power, Riley.
Riley.
Gale. Rest
yep.
in power,
Hollis.
Wade. Hollis. Those fools are.
Yeah. And if you're coming out to shows, do everything they ask you to do and be nice, because
show up on time, motherfucker.
Yeah. There ain't no punk time no more. That's done.
Right.
And if they ask you to wear a mask, let's do anything that we can to make sure our friends can keep their venues open and
yes.
can keep their jobs and bands can tour and stuff. Let's keep each other safe. You know, I like to say that the band Melt Banana had it best. They had it,
already.
You know, like they were way ahead of us when they were wearing masks. I saw them with Napalm Death, Melt Banana. They're way ahead of us. So just pull a Melt Banana and wear a mask.
Hell yeah. I
be
always
like
want to pull
banana.
A Melt Banana. How
like
about
melt
that?
Hell yeah. Escuela Grind. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Likewise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.